And I gave you some things, and I just want to go over them briefly, and then we're going to move on into something else. But if we're going to live in God's favor, in other words, and I need to clarify this again, God loves us all. Yes, he does. He loves all of us. And he wants all of us to walk and live in his blessings. Are you here? Amen. God has more than one favorite. I'm his favorite. But you know something? You can say the same thing. Amen. What you are confessing is, I have God's attention. Hallelujah. What you're saying is, God is blessing my life. But you may say, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but you just don't know the problems I have in my life. Well, that doesn't change God. Doesn't change the Word of God. But we have to realize, and this is just what the enemy wants, the devil wants. He wants to do his dirt and then hide. He wants to do his dirt and wants you to blame God for it. And you, many of you know this verse, and Jesus said it. He said, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Don't you ever forget that. The thief comes to steal everything good that you have. He wants to steal it away from you. Because the devil wants your life miserable. He comes to steal and he comes to kill. And if he had his way, you would die prematurely. Amen. And to destroy. The enemy wants to ruin your life. You can be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and on your way to heaven. That's the testimonies I used to hear as a young believer. I'm saved, sanctified, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm on my way to heaven. Pray my strength in the Lord. But let me tell you something. You can be all of that and still have issues. You can have marital problems. You can have other problems. Just because you're saved doesn't mean that the devil's going to leave you alone. That's the reason we must learn the Word of God and act on the Word of God. And because the Word of God tells us, if we do what? Resist. You hear me? If we resist. Everybody say resist.
Resist.
Say it again.
Resist.
If we resist the devil, he'll flee from us. Amen. He's got to do it because Jesus already prayed in John 17, Father, I'm not praying that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. But here's the thing, we got to work with him on that. You hear me? We've got to work with him. Amen. We have the Holy Spirit. If you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. Glory to God. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. How about yours? Amen. And being a child of God gives me certain rights. But that doesn't mean I'm going to automatically enjoy them. I must obey his word. I must do what he says. Amen. Now let me get back to where I was. How to live in God's favor. And those of you that's been with me, you probably have these in your notes already. Number one, give your heart totally to God. Don't half step. Give your heart totally to God. Number two, your trust and confidence must be in God and him alone and not man. Number three, forsake your will for his will. You still here? We must forsake our will for his will. And the fourth thing I told you was renounce sin and live right. Amen. Y'all remember that? Renounce sin and live right. Number five. We haven't gotten here yet. Have a giving heart. You're talking about walking in the blessings of God. Have a giving heart. God set the example himself. He gave us the best he had, and that was his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Have a giving heart. Now, turn in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. All right, you have Proverbs chapter 3. Drop down to verse 9. Notice what it says. See, we are to put God first in everything. Am I right? Absolutely, I'm right. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning at verse 9, it says, honor the Lord with what? Are y'all there yet? Okay, I didn't hear you real good. Let me read this again. Honor the Lord with your what? Amen. Hallelujah. Honor the Lord with your possessions. Amen. I'm not taking up an offering. We've already done that. Minister Tony shared the word of God with you. But I want you to see something here. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. By the way, the first fruits, your tithe. It's called 10%. Look at verse 10. And so your barns will be filled with what? Say what? So your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I want to walk into God's blessing. Hallelujah. Now, let me read another popular verse of scripture. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Malachi. And yes, Malachi is in the Bible. Chapter 3, look at verse 10. God says, bring what? All the tithe into the what? Storehouse. That there may be food in whose house? In my house. And try me now in this, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing. Hallelujah. That thou will not be room enough to receive it. Bless the name of the Lord. I said, bless the name of the Lord. God has created us to have a giving heart because we serve a giving God. Everything that we enjoy is because God blessed us. Hallelujah. Now, you may say, or some may say, well, Pastor, you was doing all right until you mentioned that word tithe. You know, I have a problem with that. And you know, Reverend such and such said this, and Reverend other such and such said that. And then Reverend such and such before them said this. And so I'm just giving you the word of God. Well, Pastor, I hear what you're saying, but the tithing was under the law, and we are no longer under the law. We are under grace. You're right. We are under grace, and yes, tithing was under the law, but it didn't begin with the law. It didn't begin with the law. There's a man called Abraham. Y'all remember him? Now, I want to save some time here. On the screen, please, give me Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. Most of you know this, but I want to minister it to you anyway. Now, this is Abraham, okay? He met Melchizedek. Verse 18 says, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. Don't forget that. He was the priest of God Most High. Verse 19, please. And he blessed him. This is referring to Abraham now. I didn't read the whole chapter, but. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. Man, I want to be blessed by the possessor of heaven and earth. You listening to me? Verse 20. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. How many of you have that same testimony? We have an arch enemy, the devil. Hallelujah. But Jesus came, died on the cross, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Hallelujah. And testified, I have the keys of hell and of death. Glory be to God. The word testifies to the fact, everybody say fact, the fact that the devil is a defeated foe. He has been delivered into our hands. God has given us authority over him here in this earth. If he had not, then how could we ever resist him? And he flee. We wouldn't be able to do it. But the word of God tells us, greater is he that is on the inside of me than he that is in the world. Are you hearing me? I say, are you hearing me? Now let's go back to verse 20 again. Melchizedek speaking to Abraham, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And what was Abraham's response? He gave him a tenth of all. Brothers and sisters, that was before the law. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Now, you may think, well, preacher, I hear what you're saying, but that ain't not making a whole lot of sense to me. Well, glad you spoke up. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Galatians, the third chapter. Galatians, the third chapter. Now we're in the New Testament. Are you still here? We're in the New Testament now. Hallelujah. You have it? Galatians chapter 3. Let me see where I want to begin. I'm real tempted to read this beginning at verse 1, but I don't want to take up too much time. All right. My wife says it's good. That gives me permission. All right, let's start at verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians! Who has bewitched you? Who has cast a spell over you? That's the word the Apostle Paul is asking. That you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as what? Crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? We walk by faith, not by sight, don't we? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Everybody say the hearing of faith. Hallelujah. Now, hang on right here. Hang on right here. Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for what? Righteousness. Therefore, those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. Are you of faith this morning? Are you a child of Abraham this morning? Glory to God. See, we're children of Abraham through faith. We're spirit, not natural. Unless you're born Jewish, then Abraham is your father naturally and spiritually. But we're Abraham's spiritual children. You're still here. Verse 7 again. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify who? The Gentiles, the non-Jew, the heathen. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, listen at this, in you all nations shall be blessed. In you all nations shall be blessed. Now, are you ready for verse 9? Are you sure you're ready for verse 9? If you're ready for verse 9, raise your hand. All right. All right. Verse 9. So then, those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Those who are of faith, who believe in the Son, in God's Son, Jesus Christ, who have received him into their lives as Lord and Savior, and you're walking by faith, you are a child of Abraham. Therefore, are you ready for this? Therefore, you are entitled to the blessings of Abraham. Are you still here? You're entitled to the blessings of Abraham. So if we are entitled to the blessings of Abraham, we should do what Abraham did. He walked by faith, didn't he? And we should be willing to do what he did through our giving, through our tithe, through our offering. Are you still here? Now, let's go on over to the book of Hebrews, since we're on this subject. See, I'm going to Hebrews, but let me say this. We must not lose sight of the fact that we are in a flesh, blood and bone body. Are you still here? When you walk by faith and live by faith, you would do things that your body don't want to do. For example, your body don't want to fast. No, you don't want to fast. Sometimes your body don't want to pray. I think I can safely say that there are some bodies, B-O-D-I-E-S, bodies in here today that didn't want to get up and come to church this morning. But we can't live according to what our flesh wants. I'm here to tell you, if you're going to live for God, if you're going to walk with God, you're going to have to do some things that your flesh is going to cry and say, no, 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 I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. But you know it's the right thing to do. You know it lines up with God's word. So when it comes to giving, your flesh will fight you. It will remind you of all the things you don't have. To keep you from giving to God. Hallelujah. I forgot to take my watch off, folks. I'll go ahead and do that now. Y'all got another hour? Just kidding. All right, turn to Hebrews, the 5th chapter. Now listen, this is talking about Jesus Christ, okay? Now remember, Abraham gave to Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God, okay? Now, look at verse 5. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, you are my son. You listening? God the Father said to Jesus, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. As he also says in another place, you are a priest forever. Everybody say forever. You are a priest forever according to the order of who? Melchizedek. Jesus Christ is our high priest. And we are children of Abraham by faith. And because we're children of Abraham by faith, we have access to the high priest. And we get to serve the high priest, Jesus Christ. Look at verse 10. I skip down there, save a little bit of time. It says, called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. That's Jesus. And when we give, especially our tithe, we're giving it to our high priest, Jesus Christ. Alrighty. flip over to the 10th chapter of Hebrews. Listen at this. Are you listening? Do I have your attention? Verse 25. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is what? He's what? He's faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, listen to what he just said. He said, the forsaken of yourselves together. Now, I know it's nobody in this room. At least I hope not. Some folk won't go to church because they don't want to give. They don't want to give, so they won't go. They won't go to church. But go here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Look at verse 23 again. Put verse 23 up there again. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith. Excuse me. The confession of our hope. The original King James says faith. Without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. I don't know if you have a tablet or what you have the Bible on, but if you have a Bible like I have up here, you need to highlight that verse and especially underline, he who promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful. Hallelujah. Now, let's flip backwards to chapter 4. Now listen at this. You ready? I say, are you ready? Verse 14, seeing then that we have what? We have what? Seeing then that we have a great high priest, that's Jesus, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us do what? Hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Oh, I'm so glad he knows what I'm dealing with. Matter of fact, the Word of God tells us that he was tempted in every way that we are, yet without sin. He didn't sin. But he can be, listen to this, he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Sometimes you feel like you're all alone and just feel like you're just out there by yourself. Nobody understands you or nobody cares or nobody knows what you're dealing with. Let me tell you something. God knows, he understands, and he cares. You hear me? He knows, he understands, and he cares about us. Remember, every one of us is his favorite. Why don't you say that? I'm his favorite. Because he's big enough to have all favorites. Verse 15 again. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, there it is, yet without sin. Let us therefore come how? Timidly? Let us come boldly to the throne of what? To the throne of grace. That we may do what? Obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I have a great high priest. If you're born again, you have a great high priest in the heavenlies. And listen, we are children of Abraham. We're spiritual children of Abraham because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Lord and our Savior. So we need to do what our high priest tells us to do. We need to give to him. No, we can't take it up to heaven and hand it to him, but we can do it down here so that the work of the Lord can be done in the earth. Oh, God is past understanding. He's so magnificent. Oh my goodness. I don't even have words to describe him. But he set this thing up that if we will work with him, if we will cooperate with him, be obedient to him, then we can see the will of God done in this earth. Jesus even told his disciples to pray in this manner, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What is he saying? He says the will of God's already being done in heaven. There's no imperfection in heaven. But God has called us as the light of the world and salt of the earth to go forth and do the work of the ministry and serve our high priest, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we should give from our heart. We should give to the Lord from our heart. And not just tithe, but we read over in Malachi, God mentions tithe and he mentions offerings as well. See, here's what we, everybody say that's me. And I say it too, that's me. This is what we are supposed to be doing. We are supposed to make sure that we support the ministry and the work of God. Are you with me? Amen. And your tithe belong in your local church. Yes, it does. But it doesn't stop there. We are to give. It mentions tithe and offerings. The offering is anything above your tithe that you give. It could be to individuals. It could be to other ministries, whatever. Because we will never go lacking because he is faithful that promised. Every time you give, it should be in faith. Two things should be involved in your giving. Listen to this. Two things should be involved in your giving. The first one is love. Because you care. You care about those that are in need. And I'm gonna tell you, can I tell y'all something? We really need to be led by the Spirit of God like never before. Because God will help you in your giving. Because we know there are folks out there, all they want to do is rip you off. Right? Some lazy, won't work. They just want to rip you off. But not everybody's like that. There are people out there that have a genuine need. And God's called us to be a blessing to them. That's the reason having a prayer life is so very important. Because we can be sensitive to the voice of God. And God will tell, do this, do that, help this one, help that one. Because we have to understand, listen to me good. God has not called us. Let me back up on that. God has not called you and me to help everybody. I don't have enough to help everybody. I don't have enough to meet all the needs. But as I'm sensitive to him, he'll let me know. He'll let me know. He'll let you know. Amen. You still here? All right, I'm getting ready to wind this up. Praise the name of the Lord. But have a heart to give. And I want to, this will be my last verse, I think, for today. Yeah. Go with me to the book of Galatians. Sixth chapter. Now listen, understand something. God has put into place a spiritual law. This is God's doing, not ours. A spiritual law. Now listen. Verse 6. Let him who is taught in the word share in all things with him who teaches. Now, I'm not asking for anything from you, but I can't scratch that out of the Bible, neither do I want to. Amen. You see that? Let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches. So what is that saying? It's not a sin, and I'm not asking for anything. It's not a sin to give to your pastor. It's not a sin to be a blessing to your pastor or other ministers that speak into your life, not just pastors. It's not limited to pastors. Is that in your Bible? Amen. Listen at verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Pay special attention to that word, whatever. Because again, we're talking about the biblical law of sowing and reaping. Whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. Now, if you sow good seed, what you're going to do? Reap good seed and reap a harvest. If you sow bad seed, what's going to happen? You're going to have some issues. You're going to have some problems. Amen. This is not just talking about money. It's a principle. If I'm a blessing to you, blessing's going to come back to me. If I'm mean and hateful to you, I'm sowing the wrong seed. You know some good seed you can pray? Give to me? It's prayer. I gave it away before I finished. It's prayer. Yes. Amen. And guess what? Somebody's going to be praying for you too. You may not know who it is, but they're going to be praying for you also. Can I tell you something? Most of you know this, but there are folks praying for you around the world. How do I know this? Because there are spirit-filled believers all over God's earth. And here's the thing. When I say spirit-filled believers, I'm talking about folks that's been baptized with the Holy Ghost and speak in other tongues. They speak in other tongues. They pray in other tongues. And sometimes your natural language just ain't good enough. But God's given us another language, heavenly language, that we can pray, and it reaches out so much further, and it goes places we don't even know about. Goes places we don't even know about. Touches people's lives that we don't even know about. My wife and I could have been earlier in the week. Well, it's Sunday now, but last week, we could have been involved in a very serious accident. But guess what? God kept us. You know how why he kept us? Because of our own faith and our own confession and our own prayers. But I believe it wasn't limited to our prayers. I believe it's your prayers and anybody, your prayers, whoever is praying for us. We were sitting at the stoplight when this car T-boned another vehicle. We were sitting right there. The vehicle was pulling out into the road. The other car was coming, T-boned him. We sitting right there and right in the middle of it. Debris flying all over the place, hitting my car. I heard it bouncing around underneath my car. One car went right by us, and the other one went over into a parking lot. And by the way, can I tell you something? There was absolutely no damage done to my vehicle. But I believe the other two, I know one was, I think both of them going to be total. Amen. So continue to sow seeds of prayer. You may not know who you're praying for. You keep praying. You keep praying. And I know some of you have similar testimonies where God has delivered you. So you go through the fire sometime, but you won't be burned. Or are you still here? All right, I got to finish this. Praise God. So do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, he will also reap. Glory to God. All right. Let me read on. I'm finishing this up. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Look at verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing what? Doing well, or if you, like me, have a New King James Version, doing good. So let us not grow weary while we are doing good, for in due season. Everybody say due season.
Due season.
Well, Pastor, I gave and I didn't get nothing in return. Hang on. Or I prayed about this and nothing has changed. Hang on. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall what? We'll what?
Reap.
Say it again.
Reap.
We'll reap if we do not lose heart. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. You keep your good fashion of faith, confession of faith. Keep the word of God flowing out of your mouth. Obey God in giving in every other way. You obey God and you take your stand. And listen, I'm going to close with this verse, verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do what? Good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Give the Lord praise for his word, will you? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God has a plan. Let's work his plan. Let's do what his word says. Father, we thank you for your word that would never ever return to you void, but it's working in our lives. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. I want to ask this question to those that are watching via internet. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior? Have you received him as your Lord and Savior? If your answer is, Pastor, no, I have not given my life to Jesus. I do not have the confidence of knowing that if I died today, that I would go to heaven to be with the Lord. I don't have that confidence, but I want that confidence. I want to know that I'm right with God. If that's you, I'm going to ask you,